show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the phones and bring up anything that's on your mind. We're open to talking about all kinds of different things on this show. And the number to call is 855-450-FREE. But we do have a guest on the line to start off tonight's show.
So calls for the guests are going to take precedent.
Exactly. And first want to introduce ourselves. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Mark.
And we are happy to be with you tonight. All right, gentlemen, let's go straight to our guest this evening. We have Danny Kofke on the line. And Danny has written a book about financial freedom, which is very interesting to me, and I think you gentlemen, too. And Danny, welcome to Free Talk Live. Can you hear me? Danny, I think I have a button. Danny, can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, good to be with you tonight. So, tell us a little bit about the book that you've written and how it can help us get more financially free in our lives. Because, you know, Free Talk Live is a show about freedom. You know, we're all interested in how we can have more of it in our own lifetimes. And, you know, we talk about different issues related to that. But how can we, sort of take control of our earnings and wealth and live more happily?
Right. Well, I think my book, and it's my second book, A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom, it just kind of can relate to almost anyone, and it comes from the words of a school teacher. I am a special education teacher. My wife was a school teacher before becoming a stay-at-home mom for 7 years. We have two little girls, so she stayed at home and raised them. Actually, just went back to work this past fall teaching my 4-year-old's pre-K class, so didn't bring a lot more into the family household, about $500 a month, But so we live basically off my teacher's salary, and I'll tell you, this is my 12th year teaching. We're outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and I make a little above $43,000 a year. So it's hard to complain because I know so many people are struggling right now, but I think most would agree that that's a moderate level income.
I was curious about that, Danny, because I looked up the average salary for teachers, and it was somewhere around that. And, you know, for a family of four, I could see, especially if there's only one parent working, I could see that, you know, maybe you'd have to get a little bit creative with some budgeting.
Sure would.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, we have no debt except our mortgage. We invest for retirement each month. We have an emergency fund in place. But basically, the cool thing is, I think what I tell people is we have the freedom to kind of pursue things that we enjoy. I enjoy being a school teacher, and my wife will love being a stay-at-home mom. So it just was one of those things that we did make financial decisions that affected our family that was right for us. We didn't really worry about what the guy down the road had or the person on TV. We did what was right for us. And I think a lot of people right now I know are struggling. And I've talked to people and they'll say, gosh, I don't have any money. I wish I could do certain things. But yet they have a new iPhone or they have a new Coach bag or whatever. And I'll say, well, actually, you have money, but you're just choosing to spend it in this way. So I think that
or they always have money for cigarettes, right?
There you go. Cigarettes, yeah. Beer, whatever. So I think that's the number one key right there is you have to figure out how you're spending your money. Because let's face it, there's two ways to make more money. Either A, have to get a higher paying job, which it is possible. But let's face it, it's a little more difficult right now than it was 5 years ago for many of us. Which leads us to choice B, where we cut back on what we're buying, and then that puts more money back into our accounts.
So, Danny,
what are the tricks, right?
Yeah, give us some tips.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, I mean, this is the number one thing, to figure out where you're spending your money, and this isn't going to be easy, I'll promise you right now, but walk around with a piece of paper and a pencil for 1 month and write down anything you buy. And then at the end of the month, you're able to analyze it. Because I could give you some general tips. Don't buy a coffee at the latte factor. Don't buy snacks at the vending machine. Don't go to the movies. Whatever. But there are a lot of people, they don't necessarily do those things. But when you make it personal, you do your own spending. You write it down. Then you're able to analyze your own personal spending habits. And then most of us do have areas that we can cut back in if needed. It may be
This is something that people say, too, with, like, if they're trying to lose weight. Like, a lot of people eat mindlessly, and they're not really conscious of what they're eating. So I could see that with money, too.
And that's the thing that
Absolutely.
I was thinking, too, that there is a really, it seems like there's a more comprehensive approach to this as well. Like, I spend a lot of money eating on the run, you know, but that probably has something to do with me not budgeting my time properly, you know, where I have to always don't have time to pack a lunch and that kind of thing.
Well, but, or Brett, I mean, maybe you could make the argument that you are actually more productive and you are, you know, by choosing to work and make money at whatever level you make money, you are actually being more productive by letting someone else make your lunch. You know what I mean?
It could be.
So
true.
Yeah, I mean,
you
for instance,
you have to weigh it.
Right.
Yes, for sure. You just have to weigh it. But another thing, too, just to help you, because a lot of money problems are emotional. It's pretty easy on paper. Spend less than you earn. That's it right there. If you spend less than you earn, you usually won't be in trouble. But most of us got away from that because of the emotions. For a lot of people, buying things is like their drug, and it gives them that feeling of temporary satisfaction or happiness. Many of us are unhappy with our job, spouse, life, whatever, so we buy things to mask that unhappiness. And we also spend money that we really don't think about. And another thing, after you track your spending, and you can figure out how much you need on a weekly basis, say for your groceries, food, entertainment, gas for your car, come up with a sum and then pull that exact amount out each week in cash. And this works wonders because here's the emotions again.
Most I think of Mark us, does this,
we
right?
We have an attachment to the green stuff. It's very hard for a lot of us, if you go to the store, to pull out the dollar bills to spend it as opposed to swiping a piece of plastic through a machine.
Yes.
So when you're doing that, you're also staying within your spending plan and your budget, and then it does make you think twice. A lot of times when you pull it out, you think twice before buying something, and we live in a society where it's, I see it, I want it, I'm going to buy it. And a lot of us do not think about the future ramifications of those decisions. So,
well, you know, Danny,
cash helps.
This reminds me of something. You know, on Free Talk Live, we talk about taxes a lot because, you know, we're kind of people who would rather keep our own money and make more of our own decisions than letting someone else do it for us. And so one of the things that often comes up is, you know, if you had, like, the withholding tax makes it a lot easier for people to accept the level of taxation that's going on because they don't see them, they don't ever have that money in their hand. It just gets taken out of their paycheck, right? But if you actually had to write a check to the government, it becomes a lot more painful, right? And that's how it used to be, but then it got changed.
Yeah, that's why I call that emotional accounting because, you know, when I do exactly what you're saying regarding the cash is, you know, it's so much easier to swipe the card. You don't even think about it. It's the same to swipe the card for some bubble gum as it is for a car. And, you know, just and it's gone and it's accounted for someplace else and you don't have to do any. But when you're flipping out the $100 bills for that car, you have a different emotional attachment to the amount of money you're spending. And so, I mean, you want to be able to do as much accounting as possible. I'm not saying that emotional accounting is the best way to account, but it is another way to account.
It sounds like this is what you were suggesting, Danny. Like sometimes, let's say a person gives up a bad habit, and that bad habit requires a weekly budget, like a certain amount of dollars, to take that money and, you know, even to transfer it from a checking account electronically to their savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple weeks of doing that, I think that could provide some real reinforcement for a more positive, not only healthy, but financially responsible behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's very money issues to me, they're very similar to weight issues, where we have pretty much all of the nutritional information for any piece of food we put into our mouth, yet nearly two-thirds of our country is either overweight or obese. And I think when we're trying to lose weight, what works really well for most of us is we go on a diet and we lose 2 pounds the first week, 2 pounds the next week, and we just kind of get that snowball going, and then it turns into an avalanche. We just get going. We build up we build up momentum working towards that. And the same goes with money, that a lot of people, they're embarrassed. The taboo topic for a lot of people, they feel discouraged. They think, I can't do it. There's no way. So we start small. Like you just mentioned, if you're able to cut out a bad habit, and instead of saying, if you're able to quit smoking, we'll just use that as an example, and instead of spending $5 a day on cigarettes, then you just automatically transfer that money into a savings account. Not only are you going to be healthier, but then at the end of the week, you're going to have $35, and it's something that you can see, and then it just gains traction over time. It's not going to be this huge number at the first, but then over time, it just builds up and builds up, and then it just gets you psyched and say, gosh, I can do this.
So seeing it as sort of small steps rather than like a thing that you have to put away like thousands of dollars in savings this month.
Because that gets overwhelming. Yeah. If you're 50 pounds overweight and you say, gosh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks, well, it's probably it shouldn't happen. That's not a healthy way to do it. And the same thing with saving money, too, for a lot of people. When you look at people that win the lottery and they come into riches all of a sudden, I've read a study that it's something like 80 to 90% are broke within 5 years because they don't know how to manage money. But if you do it systematically, slowly over time, then you're able to manage it much more wisely.
I believe it. Danny, if you would, please hang on the line with us. I've got some more questions for you, and I'm sure my co-hosts do, too. If you want to talk to Danny, you can call us at 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
I I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have a guest on the line right now. We are talking with Danny Kofke. He's written a book about financial freedom, financial wisdom, how to teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money, a simple book of financial wisdom. And your calls will take priority if you want to talk with Danny tonight. So do call us if you have something you want to ask him, maybe money tips or questions, I don't know. But it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brett.
And Mark.
Yes, and Mark.
We've got a live read copy here from coffee.freetalklive.com. Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts its each batch with the finest beans, the utmost care. They have more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite's the French roast decaf, but you can get whatever you want. They've got more than 40 varieties. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping and orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Thank you, Mark. And I bet if you brew your own coffee, it is significantly cheaper than buying it at Starbucks every day or whatever your favorite cafe. Is that right, Danny?
Oh, absolutely. I don't even know. I guess now at Starbucks, you can pay up to $3 a cup. So a lot of times when you make it at home, and you can average, what, a quarter a cup, something like that. So, yeah, you can do the math. You can save at least $2 a day, which doesn't sound like much. But when you add that up, if you even during the work week, if you bought coffee out, just say Monday through Friday, you save $2 a day. That adds up $10 a week, which is $40 a month.
Yep.
Yeah. So $3 for a Starbucks coffee, those sound like 80s prices. I think I've seen people spend $6 on one thing in there.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. And the thing is, you know, when I try to tell people, if it's something that's important to you to have coffee out every day, then that's fine. But something else is going to have to give. I think that's where a lot of times we just got into this habit in our country where we wanted it all. And for a lot of us, we don't make enough money to have it all or have everything we want. So you have to prioritize. If it's something that you enjoy, having a coffee out every morning instead of having to make it, then that's fine. But you may have to give in somewhere else. You may not be able to eat dinner out, or you may not be able to go to the movies or whatever it might be. So you just, to me, you just kind of have to weigh it. And that's where I do think our financial crisis that stems from for a lot of people is we just for so long thought, oh, we can tap our home. The home prices are going to go up every year. Or we're going to get a raise every year. And a lot of us didn't prepare for that rainy day. And unfortunately, many people have been stuck without an umbrella out there. And it's definitely raining now. So we just have to be smarter about it and just kind of take advice from people that went through the Great Depression. You talk to someone that lived through those times. Many of those people, they may not drive a Rolls Royce and they may not live in a 5,000 square foot home, but most of them have money in the bank to cover tough times because they knew what it was like to go through those desperate times. So that's where my hope is that people learn a valuable lesson if they are struggling financially. And it's okay. We all make mistakes. That's the way life goes. But the important thing is that we learn from those mistakes and we never allow ourselves to be put in those situations again.
So is there that one thing that pretty much that most people do that you can warn them off of? Or is financial irresponsibility something that we all have and it's all in a different place?
I don't know if we all have it, but I think a lot of people do have it. I think people don't want to understand where their money's going. Even now, like I mentioned before, where people come to me and say they don't have any money, and when I suggest tracking what you spend, they don't want to because they would they know what's there. Mm. They just don't want to live up to it. They kind of want to keep their head buried in the sand and not have to face reality. So that to me is you just have to be honest about it. And money matters still to this day for many people. It remains a taboo topic. I actually just read a study that shows that parents are more comfortable talking about the birds and the bees and the sex talk with their kids than they are about money issues. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because money seems such an easy thing to understand, yet so many people have screwed it up. I really don't know.
Maybe it's holding up the mirror, showing that the parents don't really understand it either, right?
Yeah.
I think that plays a large role. But see, coming as a parent and also as a school teacher, I'm telling you, school teachers do a horrible job teaching financial literacy. And there's many reasons for that. Part of it's not on the test. And a lot of times we're held accountable to those. But saying that, as a parent, it's your job to teach your children so they don't make the mistakes that so many of us have.
And that was certainly my next question about, you touched on it a little bit, and I'm not sure that that's entirely where it comes from, Danny, but I was going to say, why is this such a common problem? Do you think it's a combination of the failure of the schools and a failure of parents? Mm-hmm. Well, parents who are also products of the schools, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with parents, like I said, we're uncomfortable talking about it a lot of times. And if we're not discussing it in schools, then where are the kids going to get it from? Well, you know what? They're going to get it from the TV that they watch because Madison Avenue spends billions of dollars every single year to get our money. And even as young as 3 and 4, kids are bombarded. I know a few years ago they even had a Barbie that had a Visa card that came with it, and you could swipe it through the machine. So there you go. You're teaching 3-year-olds right then and there, what, how should you spend money? Well, you should use a Visa card and swipe it through a machine. So there you go. So as parents, we have to fight against that because, I mean, as adults, we know how tough the commercials are to avoid. But as a kid, I mean, kids know jingles by the time they're 4 years old of different ads and things. So
well, and really they see really what their parents do, too, right? So if you're a parent, like you can lead by example and show your kids how to live, you know,
responsibly. Well, that's what parents are doing, and that's why Barbie has a swipe card.
Well, right, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure that this is Kenner's fault.
And I'm going to tell you, I mean, even as frugal as we are as a family, and I'm very open and honest, I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and we're very open and honest about money. We discuss it. I'm pretty, my wife and I, we do, I think, a pretty good job with it. And yet, last Christmas, wouldn't you know it, my 7-year-old at the time, what she wanted from Santa was an iPad. I said, are you kidding me? I don't have an iPad. And you, who's your dad? You really think that you're getting an iPad for Christmas for me? But it just kind of was interesting that it showed me even parents that do a good job talking money matters, sometimes the children, they still get caught up in this culture of wanting, wanting, wanting. So it just kind of was an eye-opener for me that even though we do a good job, our kids still kind of wanted some of those things. And I just think about some of those parents that constantly give to their kids, man, you're really not doing them any favors, because later on in life, eventually, they're going to have to learn that they can't just have whatever they want, and it's okay to say no. And in fact, a lot of times, because we don't always say yes to our kids, we do say no quite often, but when we do something nice, they really comment. They'll say, gosh, you really spent some money today on us. That's really nice of you. Thank you so much. And they're more appreciative. It's not just an entitlement, and they expect to have it. So just for parents out there, I know a lot of times we want our kids to have it all, and we think we got to sign them up for every sports lesson or dance class or whatever. But a lot of times kids really just want our time and our attention, and we don't always have to constantly give to think that we're making them happy, when I think it's kind of doing the complete opposite. And then by the time they get to be young adults, they're really not going to know the value of saying no, and then they're going to repeat the mistakes that so many people have made.
Do you think that most people's financial irresponsibility comes into play around their children? Most parents, their financial irresponsibility can come into play around their children, or do you think that it's the things that they do for themselves?
I think it's both. I think most of the parents I know, I mean, most of us, when you have kids, a lot of times you definitely do more for your kids than you do for yourself. That's just kind of, I'm just throwing it as a blanket statement. Not true for everyone, but I know for a lot of people. So I would definitely say when the kids, that a lot of us do have a tough time saying no, and we all want our kids to have it better than us. And somehow we think if we buy them more, oh, they're going to have a better childhood than us, and they're going to have a richer life. And
Denny,
I think a lot of times we're doing the complete opposite.
Denny, please hold on the line. I've got some more questions for you. I want to ask Danny what he thinks about sort of government spending.
Well, I want to find out more about spending
on kids,
too.
There's more coming up.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves, or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order. which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
And Mark.
And we thank you for joining us. We are speaking with Danny Kofke. He's on the line with us talking about how you can live a wealthy life, even if you don't have a huge income. And I do want to let you know you are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week, though, and you can hear all of our past archives, or most of them anyway, at more than you could ever really want to listen to on the website at archives.freetalklive.com. There's so much content there for you, and we make it all available for you for free. And did I give out the phone number yet, Mark? I don't think so.
You can always give it again.
If you'd like to talk with Danny tonight, your calls will take priority, but you can also call and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there's no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. It's completely open source software, and you can download it, the free software, and be using it in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world, no fees, no, you don't need permission from any bank to do it. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. Again, it's bitinstant.com.
All right, and what an apropos subject to bring up when we have Danny on the line talking about financial freedom. Real quick, Danny, just want to ask you if you've ever heard of some of the alternative currencies like Bitcoins, and what do you think about them?
No, I'm not too familiar. I know that some people have used them, but I wouldn't be able to give too much advice or opinion on them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just curious if you'd heard.
So, Danny, when you were talking previously, you'd said that I think it was your daughter asked you for an iPad for Christmas, and you didn't think that was appropriate, and you know, that kind of thing. And you know, I guess that struck a chord with me because although my family's rather frugal, we live on little and you know make our own food, grow grow some of our own food and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I always find myself spending money on my son in the sense that, you know, if I can fit it into that educational category in my brain, okay, then let's do it. So, you know, we've thought about getting a tablet for him here, and I just wanted to, you know, say, what do you think about that? I mean, you think it's, you think kids don't need things like that, or?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We do have, my wife has one, and she uses it, and but the thing is, like, with our kids, if we had the money to buy it, I'd say go for it, do whatever you want, whatever's right for you, but I just know a lot of times I've talked to families out there, and they do these things for their kids that they don't have the money to do. I had one family that they were actually on food stamps, but yet they were contemplating signing up their son for $600 private baseball lessons. And those are the types of things I think, all right, now, can you really afford it? In your case, you sound like you cut back, you live within your means, so have at it. If you have the money to do it, I have no problem whatsoever. I just have talked to so many people that I think just have such a hard time of saying no to their kids, and they're in debt to begin with, and then they're not able to tell them no, and then they get deeper and deeper in debt.
I won't consider myself to be within my means until all of my debt is gone. That includes a house and everything, but I get where you're coming from. So, now, we had discussed up to this point walking around with a piece of paper and writing down all your expenses. I suppose you can keep receipts, too, and you know maybe a pen and just jot down on the receipt what you spent, that kind of thing, throughout the month. That way you're not doing just a week and getting too small of a picture, but going throughout the month and seeing what you spend your money on, and then going at the end of the month and saying, how much money did I get, and where did it come, where did it go? Now, that's a great trick, and obviously, it's hardly a trick. It's the thing that somebody should do.
Yeah, I know.
What else is there? Are there other tricks?
Well, the premise is, and like I said earlier, it's just spend less than you earn.
Sure.
That's obvious. But if you don't have enough money coming in, then that's where you may need to. And it's not a trick per se. And I guess that's the thing, the whole thing with money management. There really are no tricks. But you may have to get a second job for a while. Not saying it's going to be fun, not saying it's going to be forever, but you may have to deliver pizzas at night, get up early and throw papers in the morning. Whatever it takes to get by, to get on your feet, to get through these times, you could get another higher paying job. It just depends. There's really, though, if you don't have enough money coming in, you can either cut back on what you're spending or earn more. That's basically the only two choices you have. I mean, I guess you could take it, too, but we don't want to do that. That's not fair. So I wish, there was a magic pill that we could all swallow and it would make us better, but there really isn't. To me, just have to educate yourself, know what you're doing, find out how you're spending your money, and then go from there. And some of those things that we think are necessities, you may have to go without for a while. A lot of people think cable. I enjoy having satellite, but I think, example, I have on my satellite plan, 400 channels, and out of all of those 400 channels, I probably watched 20 of them. And I talked to my wife, if push comes to shove, and we got in trouble, that would be the first thing to go. So those things, even the internet, I enjoy having internet, but you can go to the library and you can use the internet for free if you have to. I'm not saying it's ideal, I'm not saying this is what we should strive to do, it's something we want to work our way out of, but when times are tough and you are struggling, the cool thing is it's almost like you're able to hit this reset button and you drop everything and you just pick up what's important first, and then you find out what your true priorities are, and then everything else doesn't mean as much to you and you're able to do without for a while.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it, sort of investing in the things that you use all the time. Like, I think if I was going to think about spending a lot of money on a pair of shoes, it would make more sense to me if I was going to wear those shoes every day than if I was only going to wear them once a year.
Or if you stood a lot in your job. I mean, if you're a nurse or a chef or, you're in one of these positions where somebody, stands all day, I could see getting a good pair of shoes that's going to, you need to stand for. But
A couple of years ago, I was kind of shifting, reevaluating my finances, and I decided to invest a little bit of money into, like, some home gym equipment that I could do push-ups, pull-ups, and stuff at home, and I quit the gym that I was going to. Save me a ton of money, but also a ton of time, and so those are the things I look at as sort of like investments in yourself and in the things that you're going to do all the time.
Right, a gym, that's a good one that you mentioned, the gym, because there's some people I've talked to that are out of shape, and a lot of times it's so interesting enough, but usually, not usually, but there's sometimes that people that are out of shape, they're actually out of shape in their financial lives as well. It's just kind of interesting how it kind of correlates, but they'll tell me, I got to sign up for this gym membership, and a lot of people, I'll say, that road in front of your house, it's free to run on. You can just go out and put on a pair of shoes and run or walk, and that's the first step, because a lot of people already set themselves up for failure. They have to get into these extensive plans and these gym memberships and food programs when a lot of us, we can just, there it is. It's that magical formula that we want to make it all easy. And a lot of times it really isn't. That's unfortunate that it isn't, but then it makes it worthwhile in the end. When we do something that's difficult, then that change lasts and we feel proud of ourselves because we've accomplished something.
Right.
Do you think there's, you know, we were talking previously about schools and that, you know, parents being taught in schools and then that sort of being passed down to their kids as far as money mismanagement. And I went to a private school and I didn't find that they did any better job educating us around sort of being financially smart. And I just wonder to myself, when I look at government spending and how they're, 43% over what they make currently, right. They're spending every year 43%
more than
they make.
Yeah, like a family has to, you know, really pay attention to their budget, right, and spend less than they earn, as Danny was saying. But government, you know, doesn't do that. Right,
they don't do it. So do you think it's that we're, you know, the big daddy of us all, the government out there, you know, big brother, do you think we're getting our lessons from that, and that's why in 2005 Americans spent more than they made?
Oh, it absolutely could be a big key to that when we see the government, yeah, you're right, the big daddy to all of us, doing it, then yeah, it makes it, you say, gosh, if they're not being fiscally responsible, then why should I? But even with government, the thing is, we could tax rich people until we're blue in the face. But the bottom line is, no matter what, in your personal income situation as a government running a country, if you spend more than you earn, or in government's case, if you spend more than you have coming in, you're going to be in trouble.
And there you go. Danny, I want to make sure you have a chance to give out your website before we have to go. What's your blog?
It's DannyKofke.blogspot.com. So DannyKof as in Frank, KE.blogspot.com.
And the name of the book is
A Simple Book
of Financial Wisdom. Teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money.
Danny, thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. I really appreciate your time and wish you luck with the book. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I enjoy talking with all of you.
Thanks, Danny.
All right. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up if you want to talk with us. 855-450-FREE is our number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We'd love to hear from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Mark.
We thank you for joining us this evening and want to let you know that you can call the show and bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and talk to us about anything. So have at it. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I also want to let you know that there's another way to participate in the show. If you have an article, a news item, something that you'd like to see discussed on Free Talk Live, you can bring it to our attention by posting it over at over on the Free Talk Live website. And you can kind of submit show prep there. Just go to the front
page. Right at freetalklive.com.
Yes, exactly.
Front page.
I made a mistake on there.
But well.
Yeah. We've got so many subdomains, it's hard to keep track of them all. But they're all great. So many cool features over at freetalklive.com.
All free.
And all free. All for you. Okay, so, you know, we just interviewed Danny Kofke, and that was really interesting. He had some interesting stuff to say about financial responsibility, financial freedom, and, you know, I think personal responsibility is such a huge part of liberty, the things that we talk about on the show.
I like that he didn't sugarcoat it. Look, this simple way to handle your finances, mm-hmm. You got to know where your money's going. If you don't know where your money's going, you don't know anything. And, you know, there are tricks out there, there's no doubt. I mean, people will talk about them, but, you know, this was just a no-no. Nonsense way of handling your spending.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, you know, a lot of the financial tips that I hear are about sort of trading your time for saved money. You know what I mean? I think there's two things that are really scarce. Money is scarce, but, you know, you can always make more if you, sort of always. You know, you have the opportunity to make more. How about? But time, you can really never get back no matter what you do. Right? And
yeah.
So, like, I was thinking kind of during that interview, one of the best things that I think I've ever done financially in my personal life is hire someone to do the things that I hate to do, like cooking, cleaning, and laundry. And, wow, I save a day a week from that. And that is worth more than I pay for it in money because I get that time and I wouldn't have that time. You know, and I can do things like Beyond Free Talk Live.
And I think, you know, it's one thing to hate doing it. You know, it's another thing to, well, you know, what is your time worth, your free time worth?
Yes.
And if you've got to really quantify it and put a number on it, and, you know, if you could get somebody to do the things that are, you know, maintenance intensive, well, that's fine. Now, I choose to have an outdoor wood boiler to heat my house, which
yeah.
means that I've got to split wood most weekends when there's not snow on the ground. And a lot of people would say, you know, that's you know, you start calculating that out. How much are you getting paid per hour to do that? And I'll tell you what, it isn't much. But it's exercise, and I'm getting out there and I'm doing things, you know, exercising and clearing land that I might otherwise have to clear. And
often there are other factors besides just simple dollars and cents.
Yep.
You know, there's time, there's psychological payoff, there's enjoyment, happiness. And I think, as Danny was saying, you know, you have to kind of factor all of those things in, right?
There's certainly a deeper emotional presence to this as well, because there's a lot of, and he touched on this a little bit, but there's a lot of people who want to give advice, you know, and certainly just in casual conversation where they say, the thing that you have to do is this. And what they really mean is, after you magically make the real root reason why you're not doing this disappear, just follow these three steps, you know. So there's something deeper that's not being acknowledged there. And, you know, Danny talked about Madison Avenue, but that has bled into all mass media and certainly, you know, entertainment. And the pop culture is extraordinarily superficial, and this is how people judge themselves and judge their worth.
Yeah, but that's about self-esteem, I mean, and insecurity,
sure.
Right? It's like people believe, because that's the messages and the signals that they hear from culture, that like either the more stuff you have or the prettier you are or the more you're desired or the more money you have maybe, then the more you're happy you're going to be. But that's not always necessarily
right. True.
It's
never about actually filling the hole, that void, you know, that creates this false sense of need for all of these other things. It's just like, you know, we'll cover over that hole and then just start piling stuff on top of it, and it never works.
I think that's a tech or a defense maybe that some people learn from their parents too, because, you know,
sure. We
hear about a lot of parents who aren't necessarily around or aren't maybe providing love and affection, but then they try to buy their kids a lot of stuff, like, to make up for it.
Yeah.
I think that's really common. You know, you hear that story from a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes it sounds corny, but the best things in life can be free, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's some denial involved. Like, you mentioned a family that was, you know, in such a desperate situation that they were using food stamps, but it was almost like, I don't want to exactly call it an overcorrection, but to go so far the other way to spend $600
on
baseball lessons, that's a real statement about how much they don't want to look at what their situation really is. Like, oh, we have $600 for baseball lessons, when they clearly don't. So I think denial is a big part of it, too, people spending money that they don't have. And we've seen what has happened with credit card debt in just the last couple decades as well. So
yeah, and weight loss, too. I'm sorry, Marco, but, you know, weight loss was a big tie-in that Danny was mentioning, too. And so many people have the same problems that he mentioned with finances, like, or financial stuff, that people feel overwhelmed. They think, oh, I have to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks or else I've failed, right?
Right.
Or they can't even step on the scale and accept where they are, right? They can't even look at their current situation and say, this is where I am, and these are the steps I need to take if I'd like to change this, right? That first step of acceptance of where you are is lacking, right? And I think that's kind of a common theme with these two problems.
Yeah. Sure, it's funny that that somebody just was suing one of these magazines, these glamour magazines, to stop using altered photography of women. You know?
Someone sued him. So I heard about a 13-year-old girl who circulated a petition and got like 25,000 signatures to 17 magazine, which
was
a teen magazine.
My information was bad. I apologize. I saw the word sued, but it's the same thing as like somebody making a petition to say, can you stop making sitcoms about people who don't have any financial concerns? You know?
Well, I've got an article here that says that Israel outlawed thin models. So, you know, you're not too far from the mark there.
Let's definitely get into this. But Mark, finish your thought, but we do have a call on the line.
Great. What I was thinking is when you were talking about the family was in dire straits, you know, wanting to pay for baseball lessons, that this may not be somebody who's spending money on a frivolous thing. This may be people who are poorly investing. There are a lot of people out there whose investment strategy is to go every week and buy a lotto ticket or 100 of them or whatever.
Oh, the math tax.
What's that?
The math tax.
And that's how they do their investment, because at some point or another, they're going to hit it big. And, well, that might be the same thought process. That's what I thought when I was hearing about the baseball situation is, well, you know, if we can just get in these lessons, he'll be better than the other kids. He'll be, you know, he'll have a chance to get in the major leagues. And then once he makes a bunch of money, he'll take care of all of us. Yeah. Lots of ifs
that could be going
involved
on.
In that situation.
Right.
Sure. It's
hopefully
like
he won't get harmed while playing the sport. Baseball's probably better than football for that. But, you know, and hopefully he'll make it into the major leagues, and hopefully he won't think you're a bunch of jerks afterwards. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of contingencies there.
Indeed.
Okay, let's go straight to the phones. Jess is listening in Idaho, and on the TuneIn app is a way you can listen to Free Talk Live on your mobile phone, and you can find out more about that, m.freetalklive.com for mobile. But Jess, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello. I wanted to call in, and I've been a listener of the show and kind of done some production work for the show for, I guess, a number of years. And I had something happen to me last week, and I kind of wanted to share with our listeners. I have decided, kind of on principle, to stop bounty hunting.
So you are currently a bounty hunter, or you were?
I was for a while.
What kind of, can you describe, like, who do you work for, or maybe you don't want to say, but tell us more.
I'm actually independently contracted. At this point, ex-partner, and I, we ran our own company and contracted out recovery work to, various bond agencies here in the state and actually out of the state as well.
Okay. So why did you decide to stop?
Well, I I've been a listener of the show for a long time, and I consider myself to be a liberty-minded individual, and I always justified the work that I did, in my own mind, because I was doing it for the private sector and things like that. Well, I came on an arrest last week that we were supposed to do, and it was for a driving under the influence arrest. It was a $500 bond that the bondsman had made, and so I go to the house, knock on the door, and the guy answers, and it's him. And so he invites us in, and we come in and talk to him. And at some point, I tell him to go ahead and stand up and turn around and put his hands behind his back for me. And he's a dad. He's got, two little girls.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Just if you would hold on the line. This is an interesting story that we're just kind of beginning to get into. I want to hear more about why Jess stopped being a bounty hunter coming up in Hour 2 of Free Talk Live. If there's anything that's on your mind that you'd like to share with us, the number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.